How do we start this video?
I was going to ask you that.
Everyone's distracted right now about all this stuff that's going on, and they're fighting amongst themselves. All of that, though.
And the list.
The list, which I think is extremely important, the list. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you find out that you're being run by criminals who are blackmailed on both sides of the aisle, it's probably a pretty important thing to know. But behind all of that, there's one thing that, well, it's a fact that the government is admitting about itself. And no one reads these reports. And so it's basically like every year they say some of this stuff and they admit things, and the media is not doing its job, so it's not going to tell you this. No, nobody's really talking about it. They are, but they're not. They're not showing you in plain language that you could actually see. Well, I won't say plain language because the way they write these reports is very...
It's not that plain.
It actually is mind-numbing and obtuse and vague and done in such a manner that you will actually fall asleep by page two. So you'll never get to page, 215 and actually see what's going on. That's what they actually do. But you need to see this for yourself. You need to show this to your friends. They need to see it. You need to go look this up. Read it for yourself, too, when I'm done here. I'm not going to read you all 245 pages of this because you will fall asleep. Your brain will liquefy. It might leak out your ears.
Yeah, everyone talks about the $37 trillion debt clock and counting at a crazy rate. It is crazy. It's totally crazy. But then more quietly, they have an annual report from the Treasury Department to Congress on the real government financial condition, which includes drastically more money and unfunded liabilities and other obligations that the federal government has signed on to. This report was put out by Brian McGlinchey of Stark Realities, and it was over on Zero Hedge.
And it says right here, according to him, that we're not in $37 trillion in national debt. Everyone got the little debt clock, but that's not true. Actually, according to a barely publicized Treasury report, the actual grand total of Uncle Sam's obligations is more than $151 trillion. That's insane. So I thought, I'm going to go get the actual report, though, because I want to see these numbers for myself. I'm one of those people. I like to do that, even though I hate reading reports like this, because like I said, they're written in language that's meant to hypnotize you and put you to sleep before any meaningful conclusions can be drawn from what's written in them. And I hate it. And I hate it with a passion, okay? The fire of a thousand suns. But I did this anyway. And once I started doing it, I realized that there's no way for any of us to actually know anything about any of these numbers being true, real, even remotely close to accurate representations of reality. Nothing. Okay? So you need to see this report for yourself. I've highlighted some things. Now, it goes straight into this letter from Janet Yellen that was written in January of 2025 about how great everything was. They started off on a really positive note about how positive everything is. Inflation's down. Unemployment rates are near historic lows. Economic growth is strong. They say all the buzz phrases that should make you think that everything is just peachy. And then they start going through the contents and notes and all of this stuff, right? And it's a lot of charts. It looks like a PowerPoint presentation someone gave in the 90s. It's actually really sad that this much money is spent on the government that can't even write a report that doesn't look like this. But anyway, I figured out once I started scrolling down, and there's some pretty crazy stuff in here, but I'm not even going to get to that because you don't even need to do all of that. What you need to do is go straight to page 215. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go straight to page 215 because this is what you actually need to know. Because you'll read all this other stuff. You'll see all these charts. You'll be like, this is very official looking. All of these numbers, all of these bullet points, all of these figures, blah, blah, blah. All this talking, all these words, all this semantic house of cards. But if you get down in here.
You're talking about page 208, but the PDF is page 215.
Okay, yeah. Technically, it's on the page written is 208. But if you type in the page number at the sidebar, it'll be 215. Yes, thank you for clarifying that. But this is where you will come upon the independent auditor's report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. This is what you actually need to see, all right? Because for 28 consecutive years now, The Government Accountability Office has been disclaiming opinions about all of this information that's in this report for 28 years. What does that mean? It means that the auditors are unable to obtain sufficient information, evidence, data to even express an opinion on what is being communicated in this report, let alone to actually audit or evaluate any of it, which suggests that the reliability of the information contained in this report is basically non-existent. There isn't any, because they do not have any faith whatsoever in the information that is being presented. That is what that means, to disclaim an opinion. And they've been doing that now since at least 1997. In fact, I found this press release from 2006 on the U.S. Government Accountability Office that says U.S. financial statements received disclaimer of opinion for 10th straight year. So at least going back to in the report it says 97, at least going back to 1997, the auditors of the Government Accountability Office have not been able to do their job, really.
Okay, but this report required by Congress has only been law since 1994. That's 28 years out of 31 years total, 31 years, depending on when the first one came out.
Exactly.
So it's pretty much the whole time.
The whole time, guys. That's what I'm saying. So you need to see this part of the report, because this is the level we're actually at. And nobody's really, like, everyone knows, like, the budget's not balanced. Everyone knows we're in horrible debt. But you need to actually see what that actually means in when it's spelled out by the one office we're supposed to have, that the whole purpose of it existing is accountability. Okay? So here's what those people are saying. It says, in our audits of the U.S. government's consolidated financial statements as of and for fiscal years ended September 30, 2024 and 2023, we found the following. Certain material weaknesses in internal control over financial reporting and other limitations on the scope of our work resulted in conditions that continued to prevent us from expressing an opinion on the accompanying accrual-based consolidated financial statements for those years. Now, they use this phrase material weaknesses, which I think is a really fun semantics game they're playing. And that is defined down here in a footnote. And you need to see that, because they use it over and over and over again. So you need to know what that means. A material weakness is a deficiency or combination of deficiencies in internal control over financial reporting, such that there is a reasonable possibility that a misstatement of financial statements will not be prevented. And even describing this is convoluted, passive voice, euphemisms, instead of just telling you what it actually says. In plain language, what this means is the way that they are keeping their financial records is so fundamentally flawed that there's a reasonable possibility that the stuff in here is not true. Material misstatement. The way they're doing this is so flawed that the information that's being reported is probably not correct. That's basically what that says. It says that a deficiency in internal control exists when the design or operation of a control does not allow management or employees in the normal course of performing their assigned functions to prevent, detect, and correct misstatements on a timely basis. So, in other words, material weakness means they don't have good data. They cannot trust these figures. They cannot trust anything that's being reported is what that means. If they say there's a material weakness, that's essentially what that means. It means there's no accountability. You can't match up what are, in some cases in this report, billions of dollars in transactions.
I mean, when you put this into perspective, back in 1994, 93, 94, Congress is far from perfect. But basically, they mandated that the Treasury give them an annual report of all the real facts, because after all, constitutionally, it's Congress that's supposed to have power of the purse and the funding, even though the Treasury Department is under the executive branch. So when that legislation became law in 94, the result of it was a Treasury Department report that says, actually, the dog ate my homework. These numbers are no good. There was water spilled on this. I can't read this number. We've got inspector generals who are out with stomach aches today. And so basically, none of these numbers are real, and you can't rely on anyone. So there's your information, Congress. Good luck balancing the budget or being accountable to the people in any way. We're an executive branch.
Exactly. That's so what this is like.
It's a problem that goes all the way back to the founding of the country. It's a problem that popped up with Doge and Elon Musk, even, you know, playing
attempting
his side of that.
Attempting to do literally anything at all, basically.
Not that I'm endorsing his side of it either. I'm just saying, to the extent that Congress ever expressed an intent to properly manage fiscal matters and even just have knowledge and disclosure of the money, it was pretty much obfuscated.
So it starts with the material weaknesses, which prevent them from expressing an opinion about or being able to audit at all, because there's just the data is so bad. Then it says material weaknesses resulted in ineffective internal control over financial reporting for fiscal year 2024. And material weaknesses and other scope limitations, limited tests of compliance with selected provisions of applicable laws, regulations, contracts, and grant agreements for fiscal year 2024. So basically, none of this information that's contained in this report is trustworthy. And the further you scroll down in here, they lay it all out. They say, because of the significance of the related matters described in the basis for their disclaimer of opinion, we were not able to obtain sufficient appropriate audit evidence to provide a basis for an audit opinion. We were not. Yeah, that's what they keep saying. Then it says the federal government is not able to demonstrate the reliability of significant portions of the accompanying accrual-based consolidated financial statements as of and for fiscal years ended September 30, 2024 and 2023. Principally because of the limitations related to certain material weaknesses in internal control over financial reporting and other limitations affecting the reliability of these statements and the scope of our work. The federal government did not maintain adequate systems or have sufficient appropriate evidence to support certain material information reported in these statements. The underlying material weaknesses, blah, 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 specifically concern the federal government's inability to satisfactorily determine that property, plant, and equipment and inventories and related property primarily held by the Department of Defense were properly reported, reasonably estimate the value of loans receivable and loan guarantees, most notably at the Small Business Administration and the Department of Education. So they don't really know about that. They can't reasonably estimate the value of loans and loan guarantees at the Department of Education. You know, the loans that they're getting all of us to fight with each other over, they don't know, okay? The government does not even know. Says they cannot reasonably estimate or adequately support amounts reported for certain liabilities, such as environmental and disposal liabilities, and things like nuclear cleanup and stuff like that, or determine whether commitments and contingencies were complete and properly reported. Cannot support significant portions of the reported total net cost of operations, most notably related to the Department of Defense, the Small Business Association, the Department of Education, and security assistance accounts, and adequately reconcile disbursement activity at certain federal entities. Cannot adequately account for intra-governmental activity and balances between federal entities. Cannot reasonably assure that the consolidated financial statements are, one, consistent with the underlying audited entity's financial statements, two, properly balanced. They can't assure these are properly balanced, okay? And three, in accordance with the U.S. generally accepted accounting principles. They cannot reasonably assure that the information in the reconciliations of net operating cost and budget deficit and the statements of changes in cash balance from budget and other activities is complete, properly supported, and consistent with the underlying information in the audited entity's financial statements and other financial data. Then it says, these material weaknesses, that is, lack of any data that's reliable at all, continue to number one, hamper the federal government's ability to reliably report a significant portion of its assets, liabilities, costs, and other related information. Number two, affect the federal government's ability to reliably measure the full cost, as well as financial and non-financial performance of government programs and activities. Number three, impair the federal government's ability to adequately safeguard significant assets and properly record various transactions. And four, hinder the federal government from having reliable, useful, and timely financial information to operate effectively and efficiently. Period. Like, that is what this says. Okay?
So, junk in, junk out. I mean, if you never have reliable numbers, you can't make a reliable assessment, and you've got inspectors general not even properly reporting. If they're even appointed, that's become a growing problem. Inspector generals not even appointed for
Well, what's the point of having one? Because they're turning in reports. Then the reports they are turning in don't have any data in them that actually is based on factual reality in any kind of conceivable way.
They expect every single American household to have an exact accounting of all their finances throughout the year apportioned. Meanwhile, we're used to the post-World War II period being filled with black budgets, you know, the Department of Defense, the military, the CIA, and all these special secret agencies. They operate on a black budget. You never find the bottom of it, and they're funding proxy wars and carrying out secret wars that are immensely expensive. It's a terrible problem for our system of government, but we're accustomed to that. But basically what this report boils down to is that the entire federal government operates on a black budget.
Basically, yes, that is it. You've just hit the nail on the head because they don't know.
And that's before you get into the Federal Reserve printing the money.
Like, that's the other thing. Congress cannot possibly do its job. It's not even possible for Congress to do. That's before you get into, like, should they be allowed to insider trade, which, of course, they totally are, and they don't care how corrupt they look and all that stuff. None of these numbers they're getting mean anything. They don't mean anything. That's what this is. It's all an illusion.
And it's clear that the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. They're not accountable. They certainly don't submit an audit report. And if they did, it would be as blank as this one.
Pretty much.
But they're accountable to no one. They manipulate things. They print at will. They all get a percentage. Their shareholders profit. And we can't know any of that. We can't even know who the shareholders are. But then, in as much as the Federal Reserve to a degree services the U.S. federal government and the Treasury, we can't even get basic numbers on those expenditures and account items.
We can't.
It's insane.
We don't
it's
have insane. Anything. And it actually even goes on to say that in addition, the government did not adequately account for or report the entire special financial assistance program that they did under the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021. So all that COVID stuff, they didn't report or account for any of it. They just did stuff and whatever. All this inflation that we've seen, all this stuff that has happened since financially, they did not account for and report any of the stuff they did with that whole special financial assistance program thing they did. There's just nothing there. And it says that this program is supposed to provide payments to eligible multi-employer pension plans, enabling them to pay benefits at plan levels through 2051. That's what this says. And that plans are not required to repay amounts received from this program, which they did not adequately account for or report on. So there's that. There's just another thing, I guess, whatever. And then as you get down here, they straight up say, as a result of the significant uncertainties and material weaknesses, readers are cautioned. Like, if anyone even reads this report down here to this page, all the way towards the end, readers are cautioned that this page, which is marked 212, but is 219 in the program, readers are cautioned that amounts reported in the 2024 and 2023 statements of long-term fiscal projections, the 2024, 23, 22, 21, and 20 statements of social insurance, which is something that directly affects a lot of people's, millions of people's lives, the 2024 and 2023 statements of changes in social insurance amounts and related notes to these financial statements may not fairly present in all material aspects the sustainability information for those years in accordance with U.S. generally accepted accounting principles. So in other words, because we have bad data, we can't give you an audit or report on even what's going on right now. We also can't project long-term future anything. We can't project anything. We have no estimates that really mean anything. That is what that basically says. We're making these fiscal projections based on basically nothing. That's what it says. I'm going to scroll down. I'm not going to read all of this because, like I said, it just gets really tedious and repetitive. But you should at least go read these 30 pages for yourself just to see for yourself that it's all right here in black and white. Other limitations on the scope of our work. For the fiscal years of 2024 and 23, there were other limitations on the scope of the Government Accountability Office auditors. The additional limitations primarily relate to obtaining adequate representations from management regarding the financial statements. Now, that is a really nice way of saying we couldn't get anyone to vouch for the reports that they gave us to audit. We couldn't get any of these people in management of these government agencies to vouch, okay, for the data they're giving us.
The government is fundamentally unaccountable in some very basic and key ways.
I mean, you turn in these reports, you got to have someone that signs off on it and says, you know, this information is correct. You know how they make you sign that stuff all the time in your own life. I swear that, you know, this info is true to the best of my knowledge and that nothing important is being hidden or, you know, has been manipulated or whatever, right? But they're saying here they couldn't get adequate representations from management regarding the financial statements. That means that they didn't get good assurance that what's here is not weak or missing information.
What
or
it
details.
Means is that the executive
they
branch,
can't do their job.
They nominally complied with Congress's requirement by saying, well, we can't really guarantee these numbers since we never got good numbers, but here's your report.
It's like you could just get AI to write like some big long report. It doesn't mean that it means anything. And that's what this is. It's a big long report filled with lots of, you know, graphs and charts that look like they were made in freaking, I don't know, a PowerPoint presentation in the mid 90s. And they don't mean anything. Then so, it's set.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I mean, what it boils down to is the debt we think we know, which is bad enough and already staggering, pales in comparison to the obligations this government has made. And we don't know the real numbers.
We don't know what they are.
No one can know
it's
the real
not
numbers.
Possible.
It is not knowable. It's worse than a house of cards because it's as if there aren't even cards.
Yeah.
Okay. But the one thing they are sure about is that they made a lot of social obligations, especially for Medicare and Social Security, i.e. the one department of the federal government's largesse that directly impacts and potentially benefits actual people of this country.
When Social Security was first founded, those who established it, it was started out as a 2% tax, and they said this will never take more than 6% of your income. Today it takes 12.4%, and depending on whether you go with CBO or Social Security trustees, it needs to take between 15.8% and 17.5%. So we're talking about thousands of dollars more per year. It also was actually only originally recommended that the tax be up to $66,000, equivalent in today's dollars of earnings. But over time, it has expanded massively, and the money has been spent every year. So whereas everybody thinks this money's been set aside for me, no. For the past 13 years, every dollar that has gone out of workers' paychecks has gone immediately to pay promised benefits. And that's what happens when you have a system that enables those in charge of it to spend the money in the immediate term and leave the buck to the next generation that's coming along.
Since he just brought up the Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, because I think that's what a lot of people are super focused on, because there are a lot of people who that's their whole way of life is based upon that being a thing that exists. But they're basically saying in here that we've got maybe 8 years left. We got less than a decade left of that program having the funds to even pay for it. And again, that's if you could even go off these numbers, which, like I said, they cannot. They cannot go off of these numbers. But there's some really creepy, ethically disturbing things that have been written in this report, and I'm not going to get into all of that. You can go look it for yourself. But an example of what I mean by that you can find on the bottom of page 179 under Social Security and Medicare Sensitivity Analysis. I'm going to the very last paragraph here at the bottom under that header. It says the following tables show the present values of the estimated excess of Social Security and Medicare costs over income for the 75-year period using various assumptions, which are shown in parentheses. And then it says the low-cost alternative is characterized by assumptions that improve the financial status of the program relative to the intermediate assumption, such as slower improvement in mortality, parentheses, beneficiaries die younger. Basically, they put that in there as a best case scenario. So the cold hard facts of this document as a financial document, which they just admitted in the government accountability section, shows you they can't go on these numbers anyways. But they have outlined in here that a low cost alternative, as they call it, is that there is slower improvement in mortality, parentheses, beneficiaries die younger. So
it's stunning.
From a purely fiscal standpoint, which is how this is written, that is what they are saying. On the next page is the chart, and then underneath that chart, it says the average annual reduction in death rates. If people die at younger ages, Social Security income relative to cost would decrease by $5.1 trillion. But if they live longer, the shortfall would increase by $6 trillion.
Basically, anyone who cares about this finance has a vested interest in hoping people die as soon as possible, so they don't have to pay them programs they promised them and that many people are counting on, which are nonetheless unconstitutional programs. But this country got hooked on FDR-related programs and other social programs. It's a total departure from the Constitution and the way this country was set up.
And by the way, Social Security, for those of you who don't know, this group up here in 1983 voted to tax Social Security. And then a few years later, tax it again. It's all a scam. This is all a scam. I mean, we got people that's getting ready to retire that's going to try to live off $2,000 to $3,000. Impossible. It's impossible. Because what happens, it comes up here, we spend it. We're $35 trillion in debt. We don't have any money. We're dead broke.
But by way of funny money, real people's lives, real people who actually exist.
Now, this is affecting us. Like,
they
this
are dependent
everyone.
On this fake money, money that's so fake, they can't even admit to Congress how much money it even is.
Then it straight up admits on page 218, admits, okay, long-standing financial management system weaknesses at several large CFO Act agencies, along with the size and complexity of the federal government, which was never, ever supposed to be this gargantuan leviathan octopus system that it has become. It was never supposed to be like this under the framework of the Constitution. This is not how things are supposed to be at all. It blames the size and complexity of the federal government as continuing to present a formidable management challenge in providing accountability and contribute significantly to material weaknesses and limitations that are discussed in this audit report. So they're admitting to you right there, ladies and gentlemen, that this government is too big for them to even financially manage it all, let alone have any accountability whatsoever.
Too big to even account for, even internally, much less for people to lobby their representatives, to politely ask the deep state to please, you know, reduce some programs and be more reasonable. It's so out of control, even the people in government can't account for how large, complex, and expensive it is.
No, have you seen the memes? It's like, for a millennial, my retirement plan is societal collapse. People are making, they're like sewing little pillows that say that and putting them on their couch because that's the level we're at. We all know this isn't going to be here for us and anyone coming up after us.
But meanwhile, the aging boomers of all our families, everyone you know,
they're reliant
in that generation,
there's a lot of people that are reliant on this, though. They can't pay any bills without this.
I mean, some people have their own personal investments and retirement funds, but for a lot of people, this is basically all they got.
This is
that money is running out, less than a decade?
Yes.
Maybe it already has.
Well, they
run
keep
out.
Changing it in here.
Actually, it
there's
may
several
have
different years.
For all we know, it 100% ran out
we
years
don't know
ago.
Anything. No, we
don't
know
even
anything.
Know the real numbers.
Because they're not even printing money anymore. They're just moving digits around on a screen somewhere. Like this, it's not connected to reality in any possible way. That is what this says.
And then taxpayers have $2 trillion in credit card debt. We are in huge trouble. In this body, we had better start figuring that out, because we're going to have a run on this city here soon, and there's going to be about 150 million people coming up here saying, where's our damn money that we paid in?
So between the lines of this report, it first of all says the executive branch is not going to tell the elected Congress any real information. Second, it says this is a bursting bubble that's going to be a huge financial problem, and there's basically three or four main routes on how that could be handled. One is the government near default may just simply fail to fulfill its obligations and wouldn't pay out. Two, they print money. They print more and more money like they do for every crisis from the Federal Reserve, lend it to the Treasury at interest, and then give it to these programs through a system that will create insane hyperinflation. And then basically there would be some form of economic collapse, all of which, you know, the pain and burden of it would fall on us ordinary people. Another thing they could do is sell government bonds to get ordinary people and institutional investors to loan them the money to pay for this. However, at least the institutional investors and those who are wise in the financial area know how risky it is for the government that can't afford its own programs. So they're demanding higher interest rates to pay back for those bonds, which in some cases have already outstripped the debt that they're trying to fulfill. Okay. The final leg of that chair, which is not going to stand, is reducing the number of beneficiaries that they've promised to pay out by shortening their lifespan,
which they mentioned in here,
which is the eugenical front of this. And, you know, where does this show up in everyday society? Which crises of the past several years?
Yeah. Can you think of anything that's happened in the last 5 years that was real weird, didn't make a whole lot of sense? I don't know. It's kind of hard. Like, what was that that happened that was very strange? And everyone's like, why would that be the case?
There are people quite literally banking on the shortening of life. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. That is what is on the table. Economics that don't compute. Math that not only doesn't work, but math that can't work because they don't even have the proper inputs.
This is so incredibly insolvent. There's no... This is like that part of a cartoon where they're driving a car that's like already junking out down the hill and the parts just all start flying off. And by the time the cartoon character gets to the bottom of the hill, every single part of the car is gone and the character's just basically sitting in a chair with a steering wheel. That's what's going on. That's what's actually going on. And people are paying taxes to this. People are paying taxes to this, and that's what they're doing. In fact, they just released a new thing where you can Venmo or PayPal the government to pay down the debt. They're trying to get people to send them PayPal payments on this, and they're not even accountable to what it is because nobody actually knows. You can't say it's $37 trillion. You can't say it's $151 trillion. It's probably something even way more asinine than any of us could even know. It's insane. This is insane. You can't run anything this way. It's not possible. It's not possible to balance this or fix it. There's no Doge that's going to come in and like fix this. You can't do anything with it at all. Okay. And what's even scarier about this is, like I said, this has been going on for 28 consecutive years now on record. So all of the data they've been feeding into AI, if it's this kind of data at all in any possible way, AI can't fix this either. All that promise about AI is going to come in and run this and fix it, that's not going to happen either. It's not possible because all you're doing is feeding this complete bullshit data into a system so it can give you complete bullshit numbers and complete bullshit projections that are basically worthless as this report is. The whole thing. It's just... I'm not going to keep reading this report, actually. Like, we recorded a whole hour of talking about this report. And go read this for yourself. Go get this report. I'm going to put the link below. Type in the number 215. Go to that page and just read through some of the stuff that they admit to. That they admit. What pisses me off about this, okay, because we've all known for a long time. I think we've all, let's be adults in the room, okay, because these people obviously are not. All of you out there know, you have been having to cut costs in your own house. You've had to worry about what's going to happen. Probably been taking on some debt. A lot of people taking on some debt. We're all out here struggling, okay? I was at the grocery store earlier tonight, and there were half-eaten containers of food that had been eaten while people were walking around the store and just being left around the store. I've lived here since 2021. I've never seen that before. People are struggling. We were in Dallas last week, and I saw a woman just walking down the street with no clothes on. The amount of craziness that is happening in the streets of our country and the things that are going on and the amount of suffering, pure suffering that is occurring in our country right now is unbelievable to watch while these people are sitting up here writing reports like this. There is absolutely zero accountability in this report. None. It is a joke that is being played on everybody. It is an illusion. It is fiction. There is nothing here. It's a bag of nothing. That is what this report is. And I could go through and read you all the little specifics like I normally do in these videos and say, look at all this and this and this and this. We could be here for an hour and a half. Or you can just go get this and look at it for yourself and you'll see what I mean. Even people who are trying to say, oh, it's actually the unfunded liabilities bring it up to $151 trillion or something like that. Whatever. There's no way to know that. There is no way to know that that is the actual number. There's no way to know. It's probably way worse. And I don't even know how it could be that much because supposedly the total debt of the entire global debt of the whole world is $315 trillion. How could it be $151 just here? Do you see? Like that math doesn't add up either. I bet all the numbers across this place are all phony. I bet you. How much you want to bet that this right here is just what we're seeing here and this is being replicated everywhere? What do you want to bet? This entire thing, like he said, it's not even a house of cards because there's not even cards. It is a game though, and it's definitely being played on everybody. This is not our debt. Okay? This is not our debt. It's not mine. It's not yours. You didn't do this. This is unaccountable. Just total highway, or not even highway robbery, because it's all made up, printed, fake, nothing. It's based on nothing. They can change it at will. They can always print more money. Remember what Greenspan said?
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
So this is ridiculous, but the rest of us are supposed to all live under some kind of slavery to this, right? And of course, no one's having kids in the younger generation. Do you think they want to bring more slaves into this? Are you kidding? Of course not. No. Why would they? It makes no sense. All right. So that's why they're looking around like, what is the point? And what can we tell them? What can we in the older generations tell them? I'm a millennial. What can I tell them? What can I say?
Once they passed a modest reporting law, they suddenly couldn't come up with the numbers. But when it's time to ask for the money and demand the budgets, they got numbers all day long. Yeah, this gets back to some of the John Locke stuff you were talking about from last week. Natural law. This is our government. This is our system. We're supposed to be loyal, at least to the ideas and principles of the Constitution, maybe not to the government itself, but the government is supposed to serve those ends. And yet it's so predatory and so dismissive and devaluing of life. How are we any better off than living in the jungle? The most primitive societies you could think of took care of their elders. They looked after people. Maybe lives were supposedly nasty, short, and brutish, but at least they didn't have some bureaucracy weighing over them and like scaling their life, not on their deeds, not on the things they had done or what they represent, but on cold, hard cash, whatever that is.
Like, this is insane. There's no responsibility here. So what you're watching when you watch Congress have these arguments with each other about whether or not they can insider trade or not, they're completely unaccountable to us. completely unaccountable to the everything that they're supposed to be doing. There's no way for them to be, because these numbers are completely made up. None of this is real. That is what this report says over and over and over. So I don't know what else you need to see to understand the level that things are at. But they're openly admitting it because they don't think anyone's even going to read it. Okay? They don't. And they're paying influencers now to keep people infighting about all of this other bullshit. And guess what? None of it even really matters. It doesn't. Like I said, if anything, the only reason they're trying to bring back up Epstein now and get, because they don't ever plan to tell on themselves. None of these people plan to tell on themselves. The only reason they bring it back up now is to get people to demand this stuff be accountable, so that then if they decide to use it as an excuse to collapse everything, they can put this under the collapse and then they don't have to take responsibility for any of this. This right here that you are seeing will never be fixed from inside of here. It is not possible. There's no way, and they admit it in here. In the report, they admit that the size of this Leviathan thing makes it impossible. There aren't enough tariffs in the world to pay off whatever's really going on here, and there is absolutely zero reason that any one of us in America should believe that any of the money that's being raised by tariffs is actually going to pay what this is, since they don't even know what it actually is. And it's probably in the hundreds of trillions of dollars. This has probably been going on for a very, very, very long time, way longer than just 28 years, if I had to guess. But there's no amount of anything that is going to fix this. No amount of budget cutting, no amount of tariffs, no amount of raising taxes on us all. And there is no reason to trust that any of that money from tariffs or taxes or anything at all in any way is actually going to pay this or going towards where they say it's going. Why would you trust them with that? They are not accountable at any level. So why would you trust that they'll be accountable with that? There is absolute trust is earned. Trust is earned. That is why we called the entire series on our monetary system that we made the trust game, because that's what this is. There's no reason to trust anything that we are being told about this. Any budgets that they're calling for, any amounts they say are going to happen in the future, it's all based on phony numbers to begin with, so you can't arrive at a conclusion that is also anything other than phony. And the people who are in there suckling at the teat of this and benefiting off of this total fraud and complete and utter unaccountability for hundreds of billions of dollars, which is probably more in the trillions and probably like insane amounts of trillions. They're never going to fix this. Not ever. Not even if they even wanted to. Like, if there's someone in there who wants to, right? Not going to happen. Sorry, you can't. You can't fix this. The only way this gets fixed is if we go back to the founding principles of this country, the limited government that we were supposed to have in the beginning, and you clean house. Those people all need to be fired. None of them should be there, because they're not going to fix this. They're not going to fix this. They can't fix it. This is not fixable. This is unaccountability at every level. I don't know what else to keep saying. I've been saying stuff for 13 years, and I don't know what else to say. This is where we are. And I'm sorry that all of these levels of people out here are so busy thinking about their own personal situation and their own benefit off of that, that they are too afraid to tell you that. I'm afraid too. I'm afraid for all of us. When I saw this, I was like, oh my God, this is insane. How can anything be so bad? It is so bad. But I'm more afraid of what happens if none of us admit this to ourselves and this does not change at all for the better. Because this is going to affect everybody. This affects everybody. So I would say that's the reason we're talking about moving everything into some technocracy thing. It will not be legitimate. Everything they got now, they try to roll it into some AI system. That will all be bunk. All of it. All of it. Because you can't put any of this in there. All of this data is bad. You're going to put bad data in there. You're going to get bad data back out again. They're going to start a whole new system based on bad data built into the foundations of the system. It will only go down from there. You have to have a zero. You have to have a debt jubilee zero start over, because there is no way you can continue on with this charade. It is a charade. That is all it is. There is nothing there. I don't know how many more times I can say it. I'm just repeating myself, but everybody needs to understand this. I stayed up reading this all night last night because I just couldn't, I couldn't believe how completely and utterly just bereft of any type of legitimacy this is. This is the most illegitimate thing I have ever seen.
The only thing you need to know is this page was intentionally left blank.
I love you guys. I think we should probably cut this off. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I love you too. Take care of yourself and your loved ones as best you can, because this government can't take care of you and it won't take care of you. And the technocrats coming up on the next version of that system, I can't say I have any faith in it either.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to solve the puzzle.